thank you again. Chaim Shmulevitz used to always taina that the Siyata Deshmaya and the Shir really came from those that are listening. I appreciate the Hischaivis to help me prepare for Rosh Hashanah. And maybe you'll join me a little bit in some of the ideas that came up as we get ready for this coming Yom HaDin. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva. So he says, Kol mitzvah shebatayra, every mitzvah in the Torah, bein asay, bein lo asay, something you should have done, something you shouldn't have done. In over odom al achas mehen, if you did any of those, bein bezodon, on purpose, bein bishkoga, by mistake, kishayase tshuva, when you do tshuva, v'yoshuv mechato, and you will return from your sin, chayiv lihisvados lifnei akel baruch hu. One has to confess. One has to admit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings a pasuk. And he says that vidu izeh mitzvah saseh, this is the mitzvah saseh. Those of us that were zeichet to be by Rabbi Blaz Yashir after Shabbos, after davening and Shabbos, so it seems that this might be the only mitzvah saseh here. In different rishonim hold tshuva's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It could be this is the only mitzvah d'oraisa of tshuva. But it presents a very big problem. According to the Rambam, the gidrei ha-tshuva is you have to say vidu. Now, les man, the polig, everybody agrees, Rosh Hashanah is one of the aseres who made tshuva. There's a chiyuv, an obligation to do tshuva. And yet the halacha l'mayis on Rosh Hashanah is you're not allowed to say al chait. We're tarnished, it's aser. If you look in the Sidurim, even by Avinu Malkeinu, where it says Avinu Malkeinu chatanu lefanecha, there's a tumult and some people take it out. Because you're not allowed to say al chait on Rosh Hashanah. So it's not fair. You tell me a qualification, one of the things I must have in order to do tshuva is I have to say vidui. And then you tell me it's also to say vidui in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is one of the seres who made tshuva. So what am I supposed to do? So obviously a person has to understand. We're going to see, maybe tonight we'll come out understanding the tshuva that we have to do on Rosh Hashanah. It's not the same tshuva that we think of. It's a little bit of a different tshuva. V'haray, otherwise, it's not fair. Can't be. How should we do it? The other thing people talk about the whole time on Rosh Hashanah, we'll come back to this kasha. Is you hear again, it's to be mamlech, it's a coronation, it's accepting a Kodesh Baruch Hu as our melech, as our king. So what does it mean? What does it mean to be mamlech? The Gemara, in Brachos, is Daf Yudam and Aleph. So the Gemara there talks about Chizkiyahu and Melech. And it talks about how Yoshiyahu, a Navi, comes to him. And Yoshiyahu comes with a Nevuah. And Nevuah is, he turns to Chizkiyahu, who is ill. He's very sick, he's deathly ill, and he turns to him and he says, Kimeis ato velo sichye. Chizkiyahu, you should know you're going to die. Velo sichye, you're not going to live. What does it mean, lo sichye? Not only are you gone from this world, Chizkiyahu, but you're going to be gone from the next world as well. Everything you've done is going to be taken away. We have to stop a minute and understand who Chizkiyahu Melech was. In Sanhedrin, there's just two of the Gemaras about him. You'll find in Daf Chof Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. It tells you on the Pasuk, Sheker Achein, Hevla Yoif, Yisha Yiras, Hashem, Hi Tisal, there's different pshatim there, which doyrus they are. And one of the doors they talk about is the door of Chizkiyah, and it says over there, Shabbatku, that they checked out, and they gave faheres and bachinas to Tinok v'tinokis, to the little girls and the little boys, Shlohayu b'kiyim, b'kol hilchos tumah v'tahara. They knew the hardest halachas of what's tummy and what's not, what's an avatumah and a rishon, and how everything works with the oil. They knew, mamish, they lived tumah and tahara, unlike we do today. And the little boys and the little girls today know more than our Rosh Yeshivas do today. Who learns Tumah Tahara today? The Torah that there was in Chizkiyahu's door. The Gemara later in the 10th parak, the Gemara there tells you that Chizkiyahu was right to be Mashiach. And that after the Nase where Sancheirav's armies were destroyed, the Gemara there says, had he only said Shira and risen to that next Madrega and Klal Yisrael with him, it would have ushered in the era of Mashiach. Then Kleinikat. And the Navi walks up to him and tells him, Ki Nesata Velo Sichye. So, what did he do wrong already? So Gemara tells you. He asks him, he says, what did he do? He says, Mishum de la Sakta Bipiria Verivia, you didn't have children. That's a little stunning. It's a mitzvah saseh, it's not a small mitzvah saseh, it's a choshev mitzvah. Our children are the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. There are nitzchiyas. There are forever our children. That's an asay. Okay, he didn't do an asay. For that, he's chayiv misa, and he should lose that tremendous chelak on olam habo. He should be like he never existed. It's an asay. It's a mitzvah asay. So why didn't you have children? He says, because he saw beruach hakodesh. He knows he's going to have children that are not good. The emesis is right. The end of the maisa here, Taka, he marries a daughter of Yoshio, hoping that his schus, the schus of Yoshio, together the child will be a good kid. His child was Menashe. We suffer ad hayom hazeh from Menashe. Menashe is the one that introduced Avodah Zarah to Klal Yisrael. Menashe is the one who you can cause the first base of Migdashan. And even when the second base of Migdash was rebuilt, it wasn't the same. Ara Yom Hazeh, we suffer from Menashe. Chizkiyahu was right. The Gemara says, though, what are you doing making the cheshbonis of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So what does it mean? So Chaim Shmulevitz, a few different Maimorim, and Eved Hashem, the one in, let's say, Lamed Aleph, Yud Aleph. So Chaim Shmulevitz there explains what the problem is. He says, I'll read it to you. He says, Venira, it would appear, She'ena Oynish Achomer, this tremendous strict Oynish that happened to Chizkiyahu, Haniska Khan, it's mentioned here, Baal Bittul Mitzvah Saseh Grady. You can't say it's for the Mitzvah Saseh. It can't be. El Alatam Shenosim Ladavar. It's because of what he said. He said, I was an Osik in Peru Uruvu because of my children. And he says, that is Ke'ilu Pirek Ol Avdus HaMokum Me'olav. It's like he threw off the yoke of Shemayim. If you're sitting and you're making cheshbonos, do I do this mitzvah, do I not do this mitzvah? You're not an Eved. An Eved doesn't ask, good for my master, not good for my master, yeah I should do, how much I should do, when I should do, that's not an Eved. An Eved does, vas the master gezakt, he does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's a mitzvah peruvu, that's what you do. What are you doing with the cheshbonos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's not your business. For Chizkiyahu to do that, it was like throwing off the yoke of Shemayim. When we talk about being mamlich means mamish accepting a Kodesh Baruch Hu without cheshbonos. That's very hard. Remember last year I was speaking to one of the Bachrim in Yeshiva. Let's say he had maybe a little bit of an adversarial relationship with some of the Hanhola. I asked him a question. I said, let's play Simon Says. Would you play Simon Says with me? So, Sure, the place I exist. Even wanted to know if I would be willing to have the guts to do it with a schmooze with the whole yeshiva, so I can get everybody in the room to do it with me, to do Simon Says. I hope I can. So, no matter what I'd ask him, he would do. Even the silliest things he would do. Why is it he'd play Simon Says? I'd tell him to hop up 3 times on his left foot while scratching his right ear and singing Yankee Doodle Dandy, and he'd do it. But if I tell him something else, he couldn't listen. Why is it that we can't listen to a Kodesh Baruch? The pshat is, when we're playing Simon Says, he knows the rules of the game. He trusts me. He knows I'm going to play by the rules. He thinks he understands it all. I'm not going to harm him. He knows how he could beat the system. Our problem is, our shayches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we're just not believing it. We're thinking that maybe I should do the mitzvah this time. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe it's better this way. Maybe not. Well, that's not your cheshbon. If you're an eved, that's not your cheshbon. There's a lack in our feeling of our kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we trusted and fully understood who our melech is, it wouldn't be a shayla. We wouldn't make these cheshbonos. The Derech Hashem goes and explains. He tells you, you have to understand, in the beginning of him, he talks about what was the whole purpose of the Briyas Ha'ilam. His HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov. He's the quintessential Tov. He's the only good. Good created the world because it must find a way to do good to others. If that was in us, we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'd play Simon Says. Whatever he said, we know it's right. When we have a trouble, when we have difficulty making a melech, we're missing that shaykes. There's something that we're just not feeling connected to. The Toma Devara, the whole first part, before it gets to the more difficult in Yonim towards the end, talks about the unbelievable chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're reaching out your hand to steal an apple, who gives you the kayach to do it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you every moment, every tenuah. If the Ratzon of Hashem wasn't that we should all be alive in this room today, we'd be gone. And yet He gives you the koach to rebel against Him because He wants you to come back and do tshuva. That's who we're talking about. That's our melech. If we felt that good, if we felt that shayches, if we understood that tov and that ava, today you can barely say that. If you start talking about the tremendous love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us, people look at you strange. But it's emes, do you understand how much your melech loves you? How much he's mamish tov? If we felt it, it wouldn't be hard to be an eved. But we don't. And that's why we find that difficult. And you see what it means to make cheshbonos. Chizkiyo, we're not holding by Chizkiyo, and he could have lost it all. So where are we when we decide we know better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what it means to be an eved of the Melech. Maybe to understand a little bit more, another prat, to understand, not just from our aspect of what it means to be an eved, but maybe a glimpse, a small understanding of what it means who our Melech is. Shimshon Pinkus, in the Sefer Shabbos Malkusa, so Marish right in the very beginning, the Perek Aleph and Chelek Aleph, he goes through a little bit what is the Inyan of Malchus. And again, that's our Inyan today. We have to come back to what our tshuva is. But first, maybe a drop, a glimpse, something that we can hear what our Melech is a little more. So he asks the Kasha there. He asks, Shabbos is always called Yom HaShvi'i. So he wants to know, what's this pshat of Shabbos always being referred to as Shvi'i? What's the ikar of that? And he brings down from our davening. We're on time for sure, and you say Pesukei Dezimra, you say it at least once a day. Piece of Torah, you get to say it twice. He brings down the capital where it says L'cha Hashem HaGedula, one, v'hagavura, v'hatiferes, v'hanetzach, v'ahod, kichol ba'ashamayim v'aretz, and the seventh one is L'cha Hashem HaMamlocha. That the seventh midah is midah of Malchus. So he wants to explain what it means, you know, the Sefer Shabbos Malchus, how that's going to tie into what Shabbos is. It's not so much the Indian now, but he wants to explain, what is this Malchus, what does it mean? He explains like this. In anything you want to do, anything, there is a bekayach, there's a potential, that's a decision, that's the desire, it's the plan, and there's a bepoil, there's actually following through. A person wants to do a chesed. You want to help somebody out. But you don't have the money to do it. A person sees an injustice. He wants to right that injustice. But he's not in the position of power to do so. That's all b'koyach. The midah of Malchus is b'koyach. The midah of Malchus is to take everything and to bring it to fruition. The midah of Malchus is what makes everything run. When we say a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, it means more than just you're his servant and we're his Eved and don't make cheshbonos and he knows what's best. It's far more than that. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is literally the engine of the world. It's what makes everything come b'poil. It's a much, much deeper thing. He says again, why does it say at the end, L'cha Hashem HaMalacha? What's the second L'cha? Because this Midah of Malchus really is the Midah that brings every single Midah before it as well. So when it talks about L'cha Hashem HaGedula, so a regular physical person, if he were to become a king, so until he was a king, he had a certain amount of strength, a certain amount of abilities. And now that he's a king, so he has a man's regular abilities. Nothing stands in his way as a man. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a Gedula, it's with Malchus, which means that it's much more above all regular Teva. Every single one of these midos comes out and is stronger and is full because of this Malchus. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. It's much, much, much deeper what your Melech is. Your Melech is the air that you breathe. Kadosh Baruch Hu is it. When we connect, we're connecting to literally Mamash, the Metzias, the only real Metzias in the whole world. That's what the Midah for Malchus is. It's bringing everything into Poyel. There's a lot what to think there. It's not a simple thing. I remember in Yeshiva when I was by Chaim Epstein, so we had the Schus, his father, Yossi David, who was unbelievable. He would give us Vadim once a week. A small group of us was arranged by one of the Bachram. He was Rav Lezer Yudel's secretary during the war, followed him through. So Adam Choshev Ad Ma'od. And when he would talk to us about preparing for Rosh Hashanah, a lot of what he would talk about is take a minute and stop and be misbinding in the Bria. Look around you. Look at the world. See the fullness of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Understand it. Realize what the godless of what the Melech is, where it's coming from. He's the source of all bracha. Much of his shmuzin in that time was, stop a minute, look into the Bria. You'll see godless as you can't believe. We're in such a quick fast, everything has to be like this. Even in our learning, it all has to be chop chop. Who's misbinding anymore? Sit down for a minute and think. It's a deep concept what this Malchus means that Rav Shimshon is talking about. It takes a lot of thought. To understand, you know, we're talking about being mamlech. What does it mean, a king? What does it mean to be mamlech, the engine of the world? What's going on there? It's high. It's not a simple thing. Let's go back to our first kasha. Because for us, the reality is what to think about. Others want to talk about Midas HaMalchus. And you should do. You have to think. You have to grow in that also. But for us, maybe it's closer to concentrate on the Eved piece. Something that's more tangible to us. It's something that we could understand better. At least here's a rule book. Follow the rules. So he has the kasha. What is the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah? Like we said, it doesn't seem like it's going to work. If a component of tshuva, we said, is to be, say, vidui, you have to confess. And I'm not allowed to do that on Rosh Hashanah. So how am I supposed to do tshuva? What am I supposed to do? What's our avayda here? Yom Kippur, we have all the al-chets. But Rosh Hashanah, what should I do? So you have to understand again, what's the din of Rosh Hashanah? What are we looking at? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Tazayin on the base. First time I saw this Gemara, to me it was from the biggest yeshuas. It gave me that glimmer of hope that maybe it's not so bad. The Gemara here talks about Samar of Yitzchak. Ain danin es ha'adam el lefi ma'asav she'os ha'sho. So the person is judged on Rosh Hashanah only according to what he does right then. And the Gemara brings an unbelievable raya. When Yishmael was thrown out with Hagar, and he was sick, and he had fever, and they ran out of water, he was literally about to die. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to make a nace that they should be able to have water, and he would live. And it says over here, the Malachim were fighting in Shemayim. You want to say Yishmael with water? Do you know what Yishmael is going to do? They did one of the worst cruel things to Klal Yisrael in history. Klal Yisrael was just going into Golos. They were on the way being led out in chains. And Yishmael greeted us, they're our brothers. And they brought out food. And they brought out these big skins of what looked to us to be water. And first they gave us to eat. The Yidden were starving. They were first under siege for years. The food was very overly salty. And after the captives started eating the food that Yishmael gave us, and they were plotting from thirst, and they saw these big skins that they thought were filled with water, they begged them, so give us something to drink. Their hands are chained. They can't even pick it up. Open it and pour it down our throats. And it wasn't water. They'd taken the skins, they blew them up with air. And they hung them out to dry in the sun. So it would be terribly hot, stagnant air. Now how many Yidden died that day from Yishmael? When it entered their bodies, it literally killed them. Praise the Malachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to save him with water? Do you know what he's going to do to your children? But the Pasuk says, Vayishma Hashem, the kol anar ba'asher usham. Yeah, but how is he now? Future's future, that's not our din right now. How is he now? Now, he doesn't deserve to die. Till the nace happened. So to us, it's tremendous, tremendous. It's a bracha. You tell me my judgment is how I act in Rosh Hashanah. How bad could I be already? Most of the day I'm in shul. There isn't much time to do anything really rotten on Rosh Hashanah. So how is it anyone doesn't have a good din? So for that you have to understand again, what's the judgment on Rosh Hashanah? It's a totally different judgment. It's not a judgment of you did X amount of this and you did Y amount of this. And let's see, which one is better? Is this bigger? Is this bigger? Okay, and next. Let's do the next cheshbon. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah is different. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah is who you are. And who you are is not so simple. Look at the Rambam later, and the others say a similar thing. The Lashonos and Per Gimel are Heitivu Darcheichem. Fix your way. What's your derech? Where are you going? That's the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. I recently heard over from Waxman was saying over from Dessler that you have to understand in life there are different types of bechiras, different types of choices. There's something called the bechira klalis. These are the big decisions in life. There's bechira pratis. The bechira klalis. Who am I going to be? Who am I going to marry? What profession should I get? Where should I daven? Who should my friends be? I'm looking to buy a house. What block should I pick? Who's on that block? Who are going to be the friends of my children? Those are Bechira Klaus. Bechira Pratis, you know, the alarm goes off and you're tired and you're going to knock it off and roll back over. You're going to get out of bed for the Daf Yomi or for the Kivasikin that you daven. It's two types of Bechiras. Rosh Hashanah, we look at your Bechira Klaus. Who are you? What are you choosing? What do you want? Where are you going? What's your derech? Are you placing yourself in a position where your derech is to become an eved? Not your cheshbon from last year. For that, we've got a seres mechua. We've got Yom Kippur. You can go klap al chet. You're going to say it 10 times. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's also to say it. But who are you? Where are you going? What is your derech? That you can see in Rosh Hashanah. You can see it. Did it matter to you? Rosh Hashanah is coming. We're starting Slichos Motzei Shabbos. Well, you're here, hopefully, to hear something inspiring, maybe to help you get prepared. That's the first place. Did you prepare? Did you open a machzor? Look through the tefillos. If you don't understand Hebrew beautifully and perfectly, was it worth it to go out and buy yourself an English machzor? Did you sit down quietly, with no one bothering you? Look through the alchets. Or think through your day from when you get up to when you go to sleep and say, so where am I holding taka? That you can see in Rosh Hashanah. If you walk in totally unprepared, how do you say your derech is to be an eved? You can't say it. You can see in Rosh Hashanah in the tefillos. If you didn't work towards the tefillos, so how could you say your derech is to be an eved? You can see it in your suda. What are you talking about? What's going on in the suda? It's not a time for schmoozing. Those things you can see. That's what the din is. Bashir Usham, where are you? Who are you? Where are you going? What are you doing? The biggest one. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yodea Talumos. He knows where you want to go. What do you want to be? What am I heading for? L'mosh. You know, I'll just say it out because it's a pellet to me, but maybe the word will get somewhere. You know, everyone who's bigger than me, I mean light years bigger than me, has spoken about the internet and things like that. I want to make one point. The Gedolim told you that it's also to have it in your house if it doesn't have a filter. Now, I've had people come up to me because I'm talking to such a big guy, so not afraid to talk to me, and they're able to tell me, listen, I'm a tech guy. Anything I put on there, I know how to get around anyway. But you're so wrong. You're wrong on several counts. You're wrong because the Gedolim said so. Yes, maybe you can't get around it. But if they said that's what you need, then that's what you have to do. You're an eved. So you're wrong because the Gedolim said to do it. Who are you to decide yes or no? And you're wrong practically. Because a person doesn't do an aveira except when he tries to rush and grab it. When you know you're wrong, it's that juicy story you heard today that you just have to tell your wife. You just have to. So you don't let yourself stop and think for a minute of the damage, the Lashon Hara, all the wonderful shmuzin you heard, the Shmiras HaLashon, the Kol, whatever, all these things. You get out the story, quick, schnell. Yeah, maybe you could circumvent it. But if you had to do a kumva say, you had to mamish do something to go around it, and to take time, and to figure out how to outwit it, maybe Yitaka wouldn't do the wrong thing. So you're wrong twice. You're wrong because you didn't listen to the Gedolim. And you're wrong because you don't understand how to fight your Yetzer Hara. You can't win if you fight head on. It doesn't work. You got to take him from the side. So you put up an obstacle in your way. So that when it comes on you and there's a taiva to do the wrong thing, it's not so simple to do. Yeah, eventually you could if you really wanted to, but by then maybe you'll have seichel. And even if you won't have seichel every time, you'll seichel a few times. That's how you have to fight. The Gedolim have talked about again and again our simchas. We are killing each other with each person making something bigger than the one before. Or how they're set up with taruvos. If you want to be an Eved, who are you going to listen to if not your Gedolim? Do you know Kol HaTorah Kula? I don't know Kol HaTorah Kula. The only thing I can do is if a Gadol tells me this is what you should do, I say, okay, that's what I'll do. The Shari Tshuva tells you in Shar Bezos Yud. He tells you if you want to go from Rega Kotten, if you want to go in one moment, from someone who's Chayef to someone who's Zaki, you know what you got to do. Be Mekabel on yourself, Lishmaya Divrei Chachamim, and learn Muslim. You want a Kabbalah? That'll show you a derech is in Rosh Hashanah. It's not so hard. Make a real Musar Seder. Buy one of those pocket things. Get an English one. Pick one that speaks to you. The Seder Shoshalim is for some people, and the Orcha Sadikim is for others. And if you're a Machshava person who first has to straighten out, to get a derech Hashem, it's all out there. And put it in your tefillin. And 5 minutes before Shachris, learn Musar. Maybe you'll also come to Shachris sometime. Got a bonus. But if you want a small thing that will make a difference, you want to know who you are in Rosh Hashanah, is I'm learning Musar. I know that today I'm not worth much, but if I talk and learn Musar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll see I'll get somewhere. That's the din of Rosh Hashanah. Taka, isn't an al-chait to say on that. It's who are you going, who are you, and where are you going? I'm talking to a choshev olam, mechanchim, and there are kol people, and there are people who come here to learn every night. But the truth is, sometimes you have to have a gut check. Do you know what it used to be to learn Torah? Rav Luban was saying over from Rav Zaitchik, a very choshev person from the last door, he got close to in Eretz Yisrael. You know what Essen Tag was? You'd go to yeshiva, the yeshiva didn't have a dining room, the yeshiva didn't have any food for you. They would set you up by different houses. And that's where you would eat. And if you only had a few houses for each day, on the other days you wouldn't eat. And it's happened. So Zaitchik said he had 3 houses, 3 different homes. 3 times a week he had food. And the other days, he didn't have food. They weren't. And he said 1 year it came out that Son Gedalia was one of the days, so he lost that house. And Yom Kippur was another one of the days, he lost that house. So he ate once that week. It's so beyond where we're even dreaming. When we don't have our cappuccino, we fall apart. I can't learn Seder, I didn't have my coffee. No, where are she'ifis? You need she'ifis, you need godless. I'm not asking you to be mosa nefesh on your wife's cheshbon. She does enough. She lets you out of the house. Don't battle when you're here. When you're in your car and you're driving around, and you have that machla called carpool. What are you doing that whole time? That's the way I heard about Waxman 2 days ago. Sometimes the kids get a little loud, you turn the volume up. Where's our Messias Nefesh? Where's our ligand learning? Where's our she'ifas for Shas? Baruch Hashem, so much of Klai Yisrael just made a siyum of Shas. So now you go through with Tosfos. You were listening to Daf Yomi? Find 3 people and say Daf Yomi. You have to grab it. You have to go for it. You have to think big. That's what your derech is. What are your dreams? Who do you want to be, Rosh Hashanah? What are you doing to try to get there? It's not Al-Khaytan. It's not what Rosh Hashanah is for. But if you don't prepare before, you don't start looking at the tools, taking time to make a cheshbon nefesh. Where am I heading? You can have all the same exact storm you had the year before and do all the same things you were doing, but you're talking not an Eved. Because where are you heading now? We talk a lot about Kabbalahs. Just want to, the time is short. So again, in the Vadin, the different Vadin I heard a few years ago from Rabbi Luban, he touched up Kabbalahs very nicely. We talk about you have to be makabel on yourself. What are you going to do? What's different? So you have to understand, in Kabbalah there are two types of things. You have to have your long-term idea. If you're planning a business, anyone here is a businessman. When you plan, you have your five-year business plan, and you have what you're doing right now. And your life, your neshama has to be the same. So there are things you're trying to work on. You know you misuse your path. You don't speak right, whether it's lashon hara, or things you may say improperly, or if you get angry, things you might say. So you can't say today that, alright, I'm perfect now, I'll be careful. But you can have, you know, in 5 years, I know people who measure their words. You know people who measure their words. You can say to yourself, 5 years, I'm going to be someone who measures his words. I'm not going to talk just for the sake of talking. I'm going to know things to be careful what I say. That's my 5-year goal. What am I going to do right now? Right now, if I tackle learn 2 halachas of Shmiras Lashon a day, or a lesson a day book, or I listen on the phone to Chazak, whatever it is, that would do 2 things for me. It would remind me every day, hey, use your mouth right. And after I learn a halacha or 2, and maybe know what I can say, what I can't say. It's an example. You have to think through yourself. You're not learning enough. How come I know people my age, they're working all day long, and they can learn B'iyun? Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, Rishonim, Achronim. That's where I want to be in 5 years. So what am I going to do to get there? So then you have a short-term goal. I'm going to make this particular Seder twice a week, where if I'm doing the daf now, but I'm going to eke out someone, I'm going to find that extra hour, and I'm going to find someone I can learn with, then we're going to pick one tosos, and we're going to really work on that tosos. Each person knows where it is and what he needs. No one can tell you that. You know it. If you're in Kollel, and you don't always have a halacha seder built in, how do you go through a day without a halacha seder? Everyone knows what it is that they need. So it's long term. Where am I going to be 5 years? And then there's things that are short term. Mamish, you just sit. What am I going to do? You pick 2, you pick 3 things. That's it. Small, doable. Sometimes you know you can't do it forever. There's something called a Kabbalah Lizman. Here we are, we're starting Slichas. It means your mamish, there's no time left. Now, until Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to do blank. I know I can't keep it up. And the Rishon Salanter in his yeshiva, so during Elul, they went from 16 to 18 hours a day learning. So with the other 6, they found time, to, I guess they didn't have food probably, to eat, to sleep, to clean, whatever they had to do. So, if they could really learn 18 hours a day, they would have been doing it. There's something to Elul. There are kaychis you're giving now that you don't normally have. Don't waste it. Do a Kabbalah for 10 days. And then Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, do something else for 10 days. If you're a person that listens to the radio in the car, make a Kabbalah, I'm not turning it on till after Sukkot. You'll see how your mind all of a sudden opens up. Who needs to hear about every mishigas and murder and corruption? What do you need that for? Get an iPod. There's 500,000 shurim out there. There's a lot of them that are free. Use that time. Even if you feel I can't do it forever. Well, what am I going to do if I miss the bowl game? Okay, you worry about that. Maybe you can make a caveat in your thing. Well, okay, I can listen to that. But do something. It has to be. It's a Kabbalah Lizman. It's what the time is about. It's what your derech is about. For Yom Kippur, you have to know how to take care of the avers you did and what you should do and how to klap al chet. And that's a separate issue. Rosh Hashanah is who you are. I'm just going to end with one last thing. I don't want to go over time. You never get invited back again. I was once, I remember, when I was in camp in Taurus Chesed, Shalosh Shudas with Rav Asher Rubinstein. And he gave a phenomenally long mashal, which I absolutely will not go into. I'll just give you the punchline. And he said as follows. This is in Yiddish. He says, "Ibsutana aveira is a gefer l'chazach. If you sin, it's really a terrible thing. But for them, it's dal gehenim. You're doing a veira. There's a way to fix it. There's a tikkun. It's called gehenim. There's different things. You could fix it up." If you don't do a mitzvah, that's so much worse. You can never get it back. No matter what we do, if you start right now, the time we wasted is gone. It doesn't come back. When you look to your Kabbalah, sometimes we focus so negatively on ourselves. I promise I'll never do this again. I promise I'll never do that again. It's not the way. It doesn't work. With a grub moshel that I heard from somebody, if you have a good ball player, he's very good at hitting. He's a so-so fielder. A bad coach will tell him, work on your field. What's going to wind up is, still a pretty decent hitter. He's not going to get that much better in his fielding. He's never going to make the big leagues. But if you tell him, concentrate on your hitting, that's what's going to carry. That's your strength. If you do that, I'll talk and make it. We tend to get so negative on ourselves of all the things we're doing wrong. If all you do is look at, I did this wrong, and I did that wrong, and this and that, you're never going to make it. There are things you do right. Taki, you learn with somebody who needs help, and you get a sipuk out of it, you're bringing him up. Different starim that you're doing, you feel a geshmak in your tefillah. Do the ase tov. That's where the strength is. That's where you're really going to steigen. If you do that, that's going to pull you everywhere. Just a quick recap, just to the points. We went through, we have to understand what the true of Rosh Hashanah is. The true of Rosh Hashanah is, mamash, you have to know who you are. What's your derech? Where are you going? It's not specifics. You can't say al chet. But that needs preparation, and that needs thought. But you have to know who your melech is. Your melech is, we saw in Shabbos Malkasa, your melech is kulo tov, your melech is the engine of the world, your melech is the only real metzias anyway. A baal rachamim that gives you kayach to do the aveira you're doing against him, it's like handing your enemy bullets, come shoot at me. He loves you that much, he just wants you to figure it out and come back and get it and connect. That's the melech you're looking for. But it's going to take preparation, it's going to take time. When you think about it, you have to come with kabbalas. But you have to stress positive. Don't just look at everything you've done wrong. That's not what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is, here's my 5-year plan. And here are the little pieces I'm going to do along the way. That's a shame. We should strive and we should grow from it and be prepared. We should have a good Gevensh to you.